Well, good morning, everyone. This is Tom Moulton, and I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and this is Jump in Tucson. Every weekday, we have a brand new guest, those folks that are really jumping in every day to get the job done. Welcome. We're on KVOI, 10:30 a.m., the talk, and we're going to talk about the Pima County Fair. Going on, I think, let's see, April 18th through the 28th, and 11 beautiful days of fun, concerts, and food, and 4-H, and all kinds of things. And today, we have a special guest. He's been there for a long, long time. And Lana Rabago, are you there, Lana?
I am. Good morning, Tom, and good morning, KVOI listeners, and Jump in Tucson. Thank you for having me.
We're so happy that you're here. Lon and I have known each other for over two decades now.
That's right. You're aging us, Tom.
Well, you're as young as ever. I'm the one that's getting old here. But we're going to talk. We're going to really go in and explore the inside out of all the things that are going on with the Pima County Fair. But we're going to kind of segment it for you because there's just so much going on. And I know we probably won't cover everything, Lana, but the first thing we want to do is talk about really the concerts, the entertainment. You have been the entertainment manager, the marketing manager, and we'll get into a little bit about everything that you do. But let's start again with who you are and how'd you get into this thing?
Thank you, Tom. Again, I'm Lana Rabago. I've been at the fair. This will be my 25th fair this year, April 18th to the 28th. I've been here in Tucson since, oh gosh, over 40 years now. And I used to have a nightclub here in Tucson way back in the day. And I worked for a local radio station that was headhunted by the Pima County Fair years ago, I believe 1996, to help consult with Hispanic marketing and talent. And then they decided that I was pretty good and wanted to keep me around forever. And so here I am.
Well, they underestimated you because you're not only very good, you're absolutely excellent in the entertainment that you're bringing to the fair this year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go over that list because you gave me a sheet, and what an amazing lineup.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we work tirelessly about 9 months and strive to bring diverse talent for our diverse community. And we agonize over it. Each night of the fair is a different target demographic. And Tucson is fanatic about their concerts and their chance to gather. So, yeah, we worked on it really hard, and I think we hit it out of the park this year.
I think let's go in. I think it's our folks listening would like to get to know, you know, in particular the groups that are coming. We do have a few moments to talk about that. I can't hold my sheet up and everybody see it because we're live on the radio. So who kicks it off? And more importantly, these concerts are free with your fair admission. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they sure are. We're the most affordable event in town. $12 admission for adults gets you the fair, the concerts, and the other free attractions. So I'll kick that off with our very first concert, April 18th, is Tesla. They're on at 8 p.m. Friday night is Chevelle, also on at 8 p.m. Saturday, April the 20th, is Chris Jansen. Sunday, April 21st, is called Cowboys and Grills with that Mexican OG and Paul Wall. Monday is Los Lonely Boys at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday is Michael Salgado, Grammy Award-winning Tejano singer. He's also a left-handed accordion player. A little bit of trivia for you there. Wednesday is for our faith-based community with We the Kingdom in concert. Thursday is Wiz Khalifa, also a good get on his way into Stagecoach. Friday the 26th. Sixth is Sublime with Rome, excuse me. And actually, you're one of the very first dates on their farewell tour. So we're sad and happy at the same time. Saturday the 27th is our Rodeo and Dylan Scott in concert. And we rounded off Sunday, April 28th with Banda El Recodo.
Wow, that's quite the lineup. And I understand if you're really a big fan, you can get up real close to these bands as well, can't you?
Yeah, you sure can. You can purchase an upgraded ticket for $20. It will guarantee you a seat, a VIP bathroom, and VIP bar experience. Some of those concerts are sold out already with that VIP experience. However, there's plenty of GA tickets left. And if you get to the fair an hour or an hour and a half before the concert starts, not only will you beat traffic, but it will guarantee you a spot right up next to the stage.
Now, can you buy these tickets online?
Yes, all tickets are available online at PimaCountyFair.com. We recommend buying the VIP tickets online ahead of time, but you can also pay for fair admission at the gate as well.
Now, going along with the line of probably the most affordable special event during the year, there's also lots and things to do for family members as well.
Yeah, there is. So you can be at the fair. Not many people know this, Tom, but you can be at the fair for over 4 hours once on your admission with just all the free entertainment and the grounds acts that are going on before ever stepping foot onto the Carnival Midway. So we've got several stages running all 11 days of the fair, and we're really excited about that. We've got something for everybody, and we've got things for little kids as well as to those young at heart.
Yeah, I'm looking at your sheet, and my favorite, of course, is the otter show and the pig races. The pig races, boy, that's just an institutional thing that goes on. It seems like almost every county fair. I think every year I've been there, and I've probably been to 15 to 20 fairs since I've been here in Tucson, and the pig races seem to be there every year.
Yeah, they do. We're actually going to alternate them out this year with called gas car racers, not to be confused with NASCAR, but because they are gassy animals. So there will be a few pigs but other domesticated animals in there, and you get a vote for your favorite animal and get a ribbon for the animal that comes into the race. Everybody loves it. It's a lot of fun. It's super cute and super funny. And, of course, we make sure that we're staggering out the show performance times of any of our animal attractions and with animal welfare and safety first at heart. And then we've also got what's really fun this year and brand new is Twinkle Time. So Twinkle Time, if you want to look her up, if you get in the chance, she is a performer for youth and adolescents, and she performs 3 times a day, and her messaging is all about positivity, acceptance. It's okay to be who you are. It's okay to say something. Bullies suck, and stand up for your friends. It's a really good positive attraction for adolescents and young teens.
Well, Sea Lions, of course, has been my favorite as well as the pig races, and it looks like they're going to be back for 3 shows daily. And
yep.
I have to tell you this, I wish I could show our listening audience the sheet of all the things there are to do, including some new ones that I've seen here as well. And maybe they're not new, but boy, again, a favorite is the petting zoo for the families. And all of these shows are free. They're located throughout the fair. Is there a special one? We just got a few minutes, but before we go on to the break. But is there any more you want to talk about?
Yes, I really encourage people to take their small children to the petting zoo, the pony rides. And, of course, to Twinkle Time. There's a Nancy Cobert's Amazing World of Birds show is also a favorite. And there's really quality entertainment. We're excited for everybody. If you look at PimaCountyFair.com or download our app, you can get performance times of these shows and where their locations are every single day of the fair.
Well, that's great, Lana. I just can't tell you all enough that it is probably the most affordable activity that you can take your family to. The price is right. We're going to talk a little bit later on in the show about how you can actually get a little bit of a discount, not only on the admission, but also on the rides. And we'll be talking about all of this during this hour. And we have several other special guests that are going to be here. Lana, you're going to stay on the line, I understand, and we're going to be back with you towards the end and talk about all those promotions. But you're listening to Jump in Tucson, and we're here with Lana from the Pima County Fair. And coming up, I tell you what, you're going to want to stick around for this because, as you know, it's got some of the most unique food. Well, welcome back to Tucson. This is the show called Jump in Tucson, where we get to hear from community leaders throughout the Southern Arizona area that aren't afraid to jump in. And boy, do we have a wonderful guest today that no fear to jumping in and getting the job done. And his name is Craig Sawyer. And if you've been to the fair and noticed this really large food outlet with large portions, it's called Pigley's Concession. And today we have Craig Sawyer, who's going to tell us a little bit about his operation and what he's doing to give back to the community. Before we get to you, Craig, first of all, let me say good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
I'm glad you could join us. Now, you may recall that Mr. Baker, the executive director, many years ago introduced me to you because I told him I got to go to this special place to go eat these large hamburgers and the biggest onion rings I've ever seen. And I have to tell you, you're going to have to come along because I can't eat this all by myself. So John brought me over and introduced me to you, and I have been coming there every year. And let's talk a little bit about who you are and what about a little bit about Pigley's. It's a family operation, so I'm sure we could probably fill a whole hour up about really how successful your operation has been. But why don't you just share a few minutes about who you are, and let's talk a little bit about Pigley's and how important it is for you to go and have some wonderful food there at the fair.
Yeah, that's totally awesome, and we appreciate that. So we started in 1964, so we're actually celebrating our 60th year in business and over 40 years at the Pima County Fair.
Wow.
So we have quite the operation going on there. The people love us out there at the fair. Everything's we don't have anything frozen. Nothing's frozen out of the box. We hand cut everything, and onion rings, the zucchini, the burgers are fresh burgers, never frozen. Of course, we smoke all our own meats and everything, and those big giant turkey legs. Of course, they're a fair fan favorite there. But we love coming out there.
Well, you mentioned in kind of your pre-wording that you gave to Lana is that affordability is going to be very important this year.
Yeah, you know, we started the last year about mid-season with the family value meals, and it's working extremely well. And we understand the fairs are all about family, and it's part of giving back. And we have some specials, to $9.99 specials, and the people are extremely excited. This will be the first year at the Pima County Fair that we're doing that, it's been going over really well, and the fans love it.
Well, it's really important to hear that all the food that you prepare is fresh. It's nothing frozen, and I can tell you if there is a word called eatability, it certainly is because of the way you prep it, the way you really promote it, and you just can't put down one bite. You got to eat it all, and that's why I say whenever I go, and I'm going to be at the fair this year almost every day. We're going to be over in the Thurber Hall telling everybody about the attractions, but I don't know how I'm going to do 11 days of eating Pigley's food. I think I'll probably just gain a couple of pounds, but I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, this year we're bringing something new. We're bringing our seafood. It's never been at the fair before. It's lobster fries, lobster rolls, everything about lobster, fresh hand-battered fish and chips. And then that one also has a special. So the special at that one, the $9.99 special of that one, is fish and chips. And all the specials come with a drink. So there again, it's been a big hit. It's been a big winner for us. And the people, the families love it.
Now, you are a family operation. Are the family members there helping to cook up and serve the food every day?
Yeah, so definitely a family business. Like I say, it started in 1964. So I'm coming up, I think, third or fourth generation. And my son's out there with his operation also. So I think he'd be the fourth generation family owned business. But we love it. We work every day. We love our customers, and we're out there cooking with them. It's exciting.
Well, of course, there's a lot of food at the Pima County Fair. Some kinds of fried food that you really never see, unless you go to a fair. So, let's talk just a brief moment about, okay, you were there from 1964. What's happened to food over the years?
Well, we kind of stick to, stay away from some of the last few years. They've got some specialty stuff that, some gimmicky stuff that kind of comes up. We kind of stick to the solid, keep the solid foods going. But, of course, our pulled pork, that's 12, 14 hours smoked. And we'll have hundreds of pounds of beef spinning out there, hand slicing barbecue beef sandwiches. And so it's just evolved from cotton candy and corn dogs in the 60s to a full-blown barbecue and seafood.
Well, of course, I have my annual funnel cake contest that I do with a fellow named Steve Ochoa. First year we went out to the fair was probably 15 years ago or so. And we're on the media every once in a while. So we created this contest, which was the who had the best corn dog. So we would go around and we sample all the corn dogs, and then we would determine between the two of us who was really has served the best corn dog. So I think corn dogs are still around, but they've been replaced a little bit with a Sonoran dog. So there's a wonderful Sonoran dog concessionaire that is there that actually shares the concept of Sonoran dogs to many other fairs throughout the United States. I think she goes to a couple of the fairs in California and has introduced them to the Sonoran dog. Then we followed that up, Craig, with the best funnel cake. And the story goes that we were there in the middle of a windstorm. And, of course, I was excited about getting my funnel cake. And next thing I know, the wind picks up my funnel cake. And all the people behind me were covered in powdered sugar. Needless to say, I ended up.
You gotta love it. Yeah, you gotta love it.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Craig. This is Lana. Would you mind if I jump in on your segment real quick, Tom? Because I really got to brag about Pigley's and Craig Sawyer's operation. He's being pretty humble here. I need the listeners to know how much that Craig cares about the community and the people that are able to afford to eat at the fair. And the specials that Craig offers can't be found anywhere else. And again, these meal combos are fair size. They're big. They're not like a drive-through combo, yet they're cheaper than a drive-through combo. Craig also gives away thousands of free curly fries, just for people showing that they're following.
Hey, hold on. You mean the Pigley fries?
Yes, the Pigley fries.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we got to say the right. We got to. Okay, yeah, you got to
right.
Come to that Pigley's.
My bad, Craig. My bad. That's what I get for jumping in and interrupting you.
Well, we
gives away thousands of Pigley fries.
We need to make sure the food is properly branded. That's for sure. And it's one of those things where I first started with the onion rings, and I always have to bring somebody over and help me eat them because you want to eat all of them, but you can't move if you do. But then one year I got the Pigley fries, and you need two hands to carry that to your table for sure. And I think it's probably proper to mention the friendliness of your employees. Now, some of those are family members. Some of those have been with you for many years. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we really stress and we really believe that the customer service should be as good, if not better, than the food products, the quality of the food and the products that you're serving and selling. And giving those and giving everybody the experience, they walk away happy and giving them that great experience is, like I say, it's pretty key. And we try to strive for that 100% complete satisfaction that we guarantee. Not easy sometimes to accomplish, but that's what we strive to do.
Well, Craig, as I mentioned, I'm going to be there a lot this year, and I know where I'm going to eat almost every night because now with the seafood, and my goodness, lobster, I can't wait to come over and visit you on the 18th when the fair kicks off. And we've been talking to Craig, and he's with a really a wonderful concessionaire called Pigley's. and lots and lots and different stuff, all fresh. Craig, I want to thank you for joining us today, and I can't wait to see you out at the Pima County Fair.
Anytime, and you're welcome, and can't wait to see you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good time. Bye-bye. Welcome back. Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Trackings Alliance, and we've been talking with Lana from the Pima County Fair. Just got done with a wonderful conversation with Craig from the Pig League's concessionaire, and Lana's still with us, but we're going to move a little bit into the other side of the Pima County Fair, and we have with us a longtime board member, been working with the 4-H here in our community for a long, long time. Marvin Selke, are you there, Marvin?
I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, good morning, Marvin. Marvin and I have known each other for over 20 years, and it's always a pleasure to see you and to speak with you, and I'm so happy that you're joining us today, because there's another side of the fair than just the rides and the food, and it's a very important side for the community to know about, especially when you come to the fair and see things a little bit differently than perhaps maybe your teenage son or your teenage daughter. But it's called, really, what I call the best part of for the family coming to the Pima County Fair. Marvin, just talk a little bit about who you are and what you do out there at the fair.
Well, I've been on the fair commission out there. I'm currently on the fair commission, have been on it since 1986. But I first got involved with the fair way back in, I'm kind of an old timer, so I came to the first fair in 1965. And at that time, I was doing some judging of livestock because I was at the University of Arizona. And so I judged livestock for about 8 years, and then I got involved with 4-H because our two boys were in 4-H, and consequently I became one of the project coordinators of the beef project, and then in 86 I was appointed to the fair commission, and I'm still on that. So really enjoy the people, I enjoy the kids out there, and it's just been a good experience for me.
Now, there may be some folks out there that don't know who the 4-H is. Could you explain a little bit to our listening audience who is the 4-H?
Well, 4-H, and let me also include FFA, because yes, there's both groups. But the 4-H is a youth group that is involved with developing kids to have responsibility, to keep records, to develop speaking skills, to have leadership opportunities. And basically, there's a whole bunch of project areas. I happen to be most involved over the years with the livestock projects. And that basically included the beef cattle, sheep, swine, and goats now. And so that's just some of the projects. I do know, as an example, that this year at the fair there's going to be almost 1,000 entries in the poultry division. That would include chickens chickens and ducks, geese, pigeons, and a variety of things. There's also all kinds of other opportunities in 4-H for kids to get involved with the horse project. There's a lot of kids in the dog project. There's shooting sports. There's welding. There's food projects, rabbits and cavies. So there's lots of things. But we think the great thing for all these kids that are in 4-H and FFA, it gives them something to do that's worthwhile. They learn where food comes from. They've developed close friendships. I know just between Patsy and myself, my wife and I, we've been involved so long that we know one family that goes back four generations. So that's really been special. And I think we make a lot of friendships with people with the similar interests that we have. But we just really think 4-H and FFA are great projects for young kids.
Now, Marvin, these activities don't happen overnight. It's kind of a year-long thing it takes to prepare for the Pima County Fair, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And those projects, some of them that I mentioned as an example, the beef project, I think they tagged, and I say tagged, they did the preliminary entry on those way back in the fall, and there were 82 steers and heifers this year in that project. And consequently, those kids purchased those animals late last summer or early fall, and so they've had those for a long time. Some of those were calves that only weighed maybe 600 or 700 pounds, and now at the fair they'll weigh 1,200 or maybe even 1,300 pounds. Those kids with swine or sheep and goats, those animals mature at a little quicker pace, and consequently most of those were purchased in the fall sometime or even as late as the end of last year. And then the tagging for those or official entries is in early January. So there's a long time ownership on those. And as we all know that work with livestock, it isn't a part-time job. I mean, those animals have to be fed every day, morning and night. There's a lot of care that goes involved with those. That's part of the whole learning experience for those young people.
I think that's wonderful, and it's a whole big part of the fair, especially when you go to county fairs. It's kind of one of those things that you'll see some form of that. Marvin, you also, I think, have earned the right to be called the Pima County Fair historian. Can you share a little bit about it happened a little bit while ago, but and I was a little bit involved with the 100th anniversary of the Pima County Fair.
Well, and yeah, that was true. And 2011, we did have a centennial celebration. And if I can, I'd like to go back and I can tell you a little bit about when the fair originated and putting together that history. I was a little bit surprised when I found out the first fair was in 1911. But to me, the most unique thing about that was that that was 1 year before Arizona became a state. I thought that was really pretty interesting. And because Arizona was part of the Arizona Territory at that time. And that first fair really got started because there was a pioneer poultry man that had put on a little poultry show, and it was so successful that he decided to try to make it a bigger event and have a county fair. And that was actually held at a place called Elysian Grove, which was a park near the river, but it'd be basically south and a little west of the where the Tucson Convention Center is now. And then the fairs moved around a lot. They were looking for a little different place, and in 1915 they developed a facility that is now north of where the Keno Sports Complex is located. And interestingly enough, they had even auto racing at that, as well as horse racing. And then again, we talk about continuity. In 1918 there was a bad flu pandemic. It was actually the Spanish flu, and World War II was starting, so the fair was canceled. And then there was not another one held until 1929, and that was east of Campbell Avenue and south of Grant. And that was really held in conjunction with the Tucson Rodeo. And then in 1932, the fair was actually moved to the rodeo grounds on South 6th Avenue. And again, there was some interruption with the fair in the mid-40s because of World War II. And then in 1972, the fair was moved out to the current location where it is now on South Houghton Road. And I think one of the interesting things to think back about was that some people said, why would you have it way out there? No one will come. Well, we found out that's really not true. Many people come, and we're really happy when they do come. We get tremendous crowds out there. And now this fairgrounds way out in the country like that, we're more concerned about encroachment than any other thing at this point. We don't have any problem getting people to come to the fair because we think it's a great event.
Yes, over I understand over 325,000 people every year enjoy the fair for the 11 days. And we have to definitely give a shout out to John Baker, the executive director. I believe he started about the same time I started at Pima County in 2001, and came over from the not only a county fair up in the Flagstaff area, but also at the Arizona State Fair. And what a gem he's just absolutely been. The fair grounds, when he took over, needed some TLC. And with the help of the folks like you, Marvin, and some of the other folks that have been there for a long time. That fairgrounds has seen millions and millions of dollars with the renovation. And I have to applaud you as well as John and all of the commissioners for what has happened to the fair.
Well, that's certainly true. And not only John, but all of the other staff, like Lana and all the other staff that really make things happen out there on the ground. And recently we had, we're getting into year-round activities. A lot of people may not really realize how many activities go on out there, but about 3 weeks ago there was a big RV rally out there. Lana, if you're still on, maybe you can help me on this, but I'm pretty sure there were over 1,500 RVers in at that particular rally. And so that brings, you know, two people in every RV, let's see, that's 3,000 people. That's a lot of people that come to Tucson, and most of them spend about a week.
Yeah, that's right, Marvin and Tom. Yeah, it was a very large RV rally. They're looking for a multi-year contract, so we're in the works with that.
Yeah, it's I don't know how many days, Lana, you may recall if the, you have an event out there, but there's certainly a lot of them. There's been, over the years, economic development studies done about how the people, it's just not the local residents that come. There are people from all the nearby states that come and enjoy all the events that are going on there. And this one that you're talking about right now, the RV, you had people from all over the United States and maybe even Canada, didn't you?
Yeah,
yes,
we did.
Correct. Go ahead, Lana.
We've also got our equestrian segment has really grown with the Western Saddle, and it's due partly, I believe, to the pandemic. And it was one of the only sports that could still continue because being on a horse, you are automatically socially distanced. So we've attracted world-renowned barrel races and just recently brought in the Extreme Millions barrel race, and they're looking for a multi-year contract as well. And those participants also come from all over the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
You know, it's just an enjoyable, and you're right, Marvin, there's no reason to say it's way out there anymore with a veil coming on and all the various homes and shopping areas that are building up in that area. So we're Marvin, I want to thank you very much for all of your years of service and your friendship, and I think I probably say that you are definitely one of the gems, along as well as the John and the staff that make the Pima County Fair and all the activities that happen out at the Pima County Fairgrounds. And I want to thank you for joining us today. And we're going to be back with Lana, and we're going to talk about much more affordability opportunities to go to the Pima County Fair. And don't forget, tomorrow you'll have Dr. Ackerley with his special guest at 9 o'clock. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be right back. Well, we're back. This is Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we've been talking about everything about the Pima County Fair and the Pima County Fairgrounds, and we've had some special guests, and Lana is back with us to talk about her other role, which is the marketing manager as well. And Lana, a little bit of surprise here. What we're going to do is give away actually a pair of tickets to the first caller. Matt, can you tell us a little about what's going on there?
Yeah, give us a call, 520-790-2040. That's 520-790-2040. You get a pair of tickets to the Pima County Fair. Thank you, Tom and Lana. That's very nice. Thank you.
Yay.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Yeah, it's always great to kind of do a little interaction with the phone. We don't do a lot of call-in shows here, but we're working on that opportunity. Lana, welcome back. Boy, I tell you
what
a great audience. It's what we're sharing with them, with Jeffrey from my favorite place to go eat at Piggly's, and of course, Marvin. Little secret here that definitely special place in my heart and everybody else's heart about all the hard work Marvin has done. I think he told me 1964 or so, but he's been really involved on both a volunteer, and I guess he is still a volunteer, but certainly a leader in the Pima County Fair, the Southwestern Fair Commission. We don't have time to go into that, but basically it's the nonprofit that helps run the fair on behalf of the Pima County and the Pima County residents. So, Pima County Fair, 18th through the 28th, is just around the corner, and I know you've been working very hard to get this thing ready to go.
Yeah, we sure have. We're so excited, Tom, and as well as all the KVOI listeners. Thank you for giving us your time, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the fair is actually affordable. There's a misnomer that people can't afford to come to the fair, and we've designed so many promotions to help people find ways to be able to afford the family and come out and enjoy it. And one of the most important ones is our pre-sale, which is happening now through April 17th. That's Wednesday, April 17th, so please mark your calendars. And that's 10 rides or 10 games for $20. That's a huge savings, because when you come out to the fair, if you haven't purchased the pre-sale, the average cost of ride is about $5.75 without the pre-sale. So I really encourage your listeners to go online and purchase those while they can. It's such an affordable way. That's only $2 for a carnival ride or a game. And it's only on sale through the April 17th, and it's good Monday through Friday of the fair. The second thing, if you miss the pre-sale on Tuesday, April 23rd, it's $3 rides. That's a new promotion that we just added this year for people who missed a pre-sale opportunity. Now, that promotion has some limitations, so please visit PimaCountyFair.com. Look at the discount so that you can get more information on that. Also, we've got Monday of the fair, which is half-priced admission. It's a $6 admission for everybody to come in. Come on that day. Use your pre-sale tickets that you bought, the 10 for 20 rides, and come on half-priced admission day. Also, we've got food discounts happening Monday through Wednesday until 5 o'clock with $3 menu items at the food vendors, as well as at certain beer gardens. Also, we've got the food drives both Sundays of the fair. We've got some of the record-holding amounts of food raised in 2 hours with the community food bank. All of those canned food items go, we waive our admission until noon, and all that canned food goes directly to the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. It's people helping people, and it's also another way to afford coming to the fair. Let's see, we've got other ways as well, too. Children can read books to earn free rides, and that's available at PimaCountyFair.com through the school programs link, and you'll see where that will lead you through the instructions on that. Lots and lots of ways to come out.
Wow, Lana, it is truly the most affordable special event. 11 days, beginning April 18th and all the way through the Sunday, the 28th. I have to say that there's one more way you can save, and that's with the Tucson Attractions Passport. It's the...
That's right.
The Book of Fun is available on... our website, TucsonAttractions.com. You'll get a buy one, get one free. Thank you very much, Pima County Fair, and Lana and John, for continuing to honor. We're out there as well, plugging away and making sure everybody knows about all the activities are going on. And Lana, thanks to you, your team, to your boss, John, and to the Southwestern Fair Commission and everyone that's involved with the Pima County Fair, because they're working around the clock to be ready for all of you to knock down their gates, as they used to say, on April 18th. Again, thank you, Lana, for putting this package together. And I know I'm going to see you a lot out at the fair this year. We're going to be at Thurber Hall. We have a booth. We're going to have special opportunities to get your photograph near a really historical wagon from the 1880s, and learn more about all the attractions and all the things there are to do. And don't forget to be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock for Dr. Ackerley. He has a special guest, and we'll be back next Thursday with a brand new company, and it's called it's spelled LIV1CE. So you're going to find out exactly what that's all about, but it's all about adventures. You only live once. Thank you all, and we'll see you next Thursday here on Tucson Jump In.